A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
More protesters come out against the Inland Port Authority. The board was scheduled to vote on a new proposal, but the meeting was postponed after the protesters spoke. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, police in Mobile, Alabama say a body found behind a Walmart dumpster is not Brian Laundry. They're investigating several possible sightings in Mobile, but say they haven't been able to confirm any of them. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've got some slowing in the right lanes of westbound I-80 towards State Street and I-15. Is the crews cleaning up a little bit of debris there? Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wow, chilly this morning. Sunshine 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is 65 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The ongoing count by Johns Hopkins University of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. today reached 675,000. That's as many as Americans as who died during the 1918 flu. Many of the deaths were among those who were unvaccinated. Pfizer submitting data that it says shows the vaccine is safe for kids ages 5 to 11. ABC News contributor Dr. Todd Ellerin, an infectious disease expert.
Kids are obviously making up a large minority of cases right now across the country. So to break this chain of transmission that has been so virulent in the U.S. and around the world, we really need to get the emergency use authorization in this group.
Pfizer is expected to ask for that EUA in the coming weeks. Images out of a Texas border city inundated by migrants has human rights groups outraged.
The videos show Border Patrol officers on horseback swinging what appear to be whips at Haitian immigrants wading through the water to the U.S. side of the southern border.
We just saw this footage. It's horrible to watch. I just have to get more information on it.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki saying the U.S. is investigating the Border Patrol's actions and standing by its order to deport Haitian immigrants trying to enter the U.S. through Mexico. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The extremist group ISIS-K has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly roadside bombings targeting Taliban fighters in eastern Afghanistan. FBI agents today searched the Florida home of Brian Laundry, wanted for questioning in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. Worries about China's troubled property market sent Wall Street into a tailspin. The Dow had been down as much as 3% before recouping some of its losses.
The Chinese government has been talking about pulling back on stimulus. I think the market is looking towards what that means for the Chinese economy. That has been a global growth driver for multiple years, and seeing any change in that is going to impact market psychology.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Searchers found a body that matches the description of Gabby Petito yesterday, but we're all waiting on the forensics before they can confirm that it was Gabby. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is reporting this afternoon from Grand Teton National Park. Nick's joining me live now. So how soon will the public know the ID of the body that was discovered?
It could be some time, Jeff. We know that the Teton County coroner is going to perform an autopsy tomorrow. However, the Jackson Hole News and Guide reports that same coroner told them it could be up to 2 weeks before we get results from that autopsy. Of course, it could be considered something of a formality. We need to get positive ID that this was Gabby's body. I don't want to minimalize that in any way, shape, or form, but the family and investigators are all acting as though they believe this body is hers. And possibly even more important, we need to find out how she died. We need to have a determined cause of death.
And that's what could take more time, I would imagine.
It definitely seems that way, yes.
Okay, what's going on at the site where the body was found? Are they still collecting evidence there?
They absolutely are, Jeff. So I drove up.
Well, it sounds like I think we lost Nick. Are you there? All right, we've lost our connection to Nick Wyatt. We're going to try and get back with him. But for the meantime, let's move along to Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Len Thomas.
Jeff, UHP's cleaning up some debris in the roadway on westbound I-80. It's a little bit slow in the right lanes, quite a bit slow, and that stretches from 700 east up to I-15. Otherwise, I-15 itself is looking very nice right now, coming out of downtown ramps and swinging southbound, no problems. A little bit of northbound slowing, southbound at the south interchange, though, just a bit into Midvale, and again as you approach 90th south. Michelle?
Well, it's slowing down for drivers southbound SR36 making your way into Tooele. For drivers on Bangor Highway, a little slowing both directions around the 201 freeway, and again southbound going through South Jordan in the construction. Still seeing good speeds for drivers I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
Well, already slow, right? If you're on northbound 15, leaving from downtown Salt Lake, delays up through Rose Park by the refineries. And as you cruise into Davis County, expect slowdowns to the Layton Parkway up to 700 south by Hill Air Force Base. Northbound 89 filling in at South Weaver Drive, and that crash remains on southbound Washington Boulevard at 2000 North in Ogden. Two southbound right lanes are closed. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time, no delays, and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, the 7-day forecast. And the sun sets tonight. Kevin Eubank, after that, the harvest moon rises.
That is true. 7:28, the sunset. Harvest moon comes up. Full moon tonight. Should be beautiful. Crystal clear skies and some pretty cool temperatures. Last night, Jeff, a couple of stations up in the high mountains of northern Utah dropped into the teens. 18 at Chipeta. Echo Canyon was 19. Hidden Peak up here in the Cottonwoods, 21 was the low. Tonight, it'll be cool, just not that cool. 42 in Salt Lake City tomorrow, sunny and 73, sunny 81 on Wednesday, low 80s, tons of sunshine for the entire week. There is a hard freeze warning for areas of Utah. Most of those are high elevation areas, places like Logan and Randolph and Bear Lake. Most valleys will not go to the freezing level, so no worries about that for the gardens and the valleys. But in those high mountains and down into central southern Utah where there's some cooler spots, they're going to have some hard freezes tonight.
And after we get past this little bit of weather, it's just going to be warm and wonderful the rest of the week.
Really fall-esque. Pretty pretty.
Fall-esque. It's 65 degrees. Thanks so much, Kevin. KSL News Time 422.
Utah Presents brings you artistic shows beyond imagination at Kingsbury Hall at the University of Utah. On October 7th, see a contortionist perform on a turntable powered by unicyclists. Be captivated by the trapeze artist powered by the spins of an acrobat inside a giant wheel. Be stunned as the trampoline wall artists defy the laws of physics. Above all, be at Kingsbury Hall for this jaw-dropping show Spectacle Magazine calls the greatest contribution to the American circus since Cirque du Soleil. Be sure to see Cirque Mechanics, a breathtaking show one night only, October 7th at Kingsbury Hall. Then, on November 5th, experience On Ensemble, a fearless musical exploration, completely original and brilliantly conceived, expanding the artistic range of the taiko and taking these ancient instruments into new realms. For tickets and information, visit UtahPresents.org. UtahPresents.org.
Attention, neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266. 2266.
Don't miss Seagull's Celebrating Soul Sisters event all day this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be incredible discounts and fun giveaways, including free Soul Sisters pins and a $150 sweet soul shopping spree given away at each Seagull location. You'll also save 40% on any one sweet soul clothing item. Drop by any Seagull book this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and get a free gift just for coming in. Don't miss Celebrating Soul Sisters this weekend at Seagull. Live inspired for less.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Twitter is proposing an $800 million settlement of a 2016 lawsuit. Investors claim that Twitter reported higher user numbers and a better financial outlook than was reality at the time. KSL drives Honda's new all-electric Prologue SUV will be for sale by early 2024. The carmaker set an annual sales target of 70,000 units of the electric SUV. Flu season is coming. CVS is looking to fill 25,000 jobs. The new employees will help with flu season and COVID booster shots. The pharmacy chain is hoping to pull in the staff with perks like a higher minimum wage. On Wall Street today, it was the sharpest drop since May, the Dow plunging 614 points. We end the day at 33,970. The S&P fell 75 points. The NASDAQ tumbled 330, losing more than 2% of its value. KSL News Time 426. France is still furious over that new UK-US-Australia defense deal, so they're canceling a defense meeting they had planned with the UK.
France postponing a meeting between French Defense Minister Florence Parly and her British counterpart Ben Wallace. The two were set to meet and address a meeting organized by the Franco-British Council, but France is still furious the U.S. announced a new defense deal with Australia and the U.K. that effectively killed France's pre-existing deal with Australia. That caused France to lose $90 billion. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists Britain's relationship with France is still strong. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.